good morning. How are we all doing this Monday morning? It is our first day of not having the stay-at-home mandate, but now we're in the safer at home, which for some of us, it doesn't change a whole lot in our daily lives. But I wanted to give you something I've been thinking about the last week, and hope it gives you some inspiration also as we are entering a new phase into this whole pandemic. I've been thinking a lot about prayer and what that means. What does prayer do? Maybe you are a person that feels like praying is boring, that when we pray at church, maybe you start to drift off and think about other things. Maybe you are somebody that finds prayer as a nice excuse for a micro nap during church. I'm not judging any of you for any of these things. But prayer is difficult. Our relationship with prayer for some of us is difficult. And to be honest, I have often told Russ and Nick and staff at New Hope, I pray, but prayer is one of those things that is always, it's weird to me. It has changed a lot for me. And so the only way to explain it and to give you the inspiration and hope is that I think throughout my life, I remember as a kid, prayer at our church where I grew up, when we had the congregational prayer or the pastoral prayer, as some people call it, I got really bored during that because our pastor would pray for what felt like 10 minutes. And maybe it wasn't 10 minutes. Maybe it's because I was a kid and just it felt long. But from then on, it just felt like prayer was boring for me. And I didn't get it. I would talk with God in my head all the time, just kind of a constant conversation. So like doing a very formal thing of saying, "Dear God," and saying all the right things and then saying amen just felt weird because I felt like my continual conversation with God was a prayer. But one of the things that gives me hope is we have this plaque in our apartment. And it says, prayer is not as much about, I'm going to butcher it. It's in Hobby Lobby. You could go correct me. I think it says, prayer is more about changing ourselves than changing the world. And I had problems with that when we first got it. I wasn't quite sure what that meant theologically, if I was there with it theologically. And as time has gone on, that plaque has held more and more importance to me because I feel like some of the time, in Christianity, we use prayer as a way of showing how good of a Christian we are or how holy we are. We pray before every meal, or I can say this prayer very eloquently. And there's a scripture from Matthew 6 where Jesus talks about going into the inner room to pray to the Father, and do not be like the babblers on the street corner. Now, of course, there's context with that. Jesus is talking about the people who are trying to deceive people in a authentic faith. But we see that a lot, right? That people make a big deal about prayer, or they end up making it more about their showiness than about the actual content. And so for me, starting to think more in terms of prayer changing our hearts and minds, because what we're doing is if you are praying authentically to God, if you are reaching out to God and speaking with God, that is changing your heart because now you are starting to slowly see things as God sees them. You are slowly starting to put on the eyes of Christ, the resurrected Christ, and seeing God's reality in the world or the kingdom of God or the reign of God, whatever you call it in your tradition. And so prayer is really about changing our hearts. Prayer is no longer something that where it's like God is a genie where we ask for things and God provides, and that happens sometimes, but prayer is more about reorienting ourselves around the divine and what God is doing here and now and how we can be a part of that. Prayer helps us see that. Prayer really does change our hearts. And in return, if our hearts are changed and we see the world as Christ sees it, the world begins to change because now we are participating in the redemption of all things. So that's the hope I'm giving to you today. And maybe you're somebody that prayer feels kind of stagnant to you. Maybe it just feels like it's not something that works. Maybe this week try and have that authenticity with God. And maybe it's not just a formal prayer. Maybe you're constantly keeping a dialogue in your head with God. That's prayer too. So this week, connect with God in a new way, in a prayer that ends up changing your heart, that your heart is being molded by the risen Christ. Have a great week.